Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on raising your fund. Bigger, faster, easier. Inside this masterclass, we're working through a highly systematic method for, well, raising your fund. Bigger, faster, easier. This program is for any manager looking to absolutely crush the capital raise. But it's particularly valuable for managers who are doing the hardest capital raise. Your first fund in PE or VC, or as a hedge fund manager, just getting started. Right, we all know this, right? You're starting from scratch. You've never done this before. We all know the hardest part to every business is getting started. And getting your first fund raised, starting your asset management firm, is no exception. Yet, we also know, if you get the first fund raised right, or get your hedge fund started right with the right amount of capital, it could massively pay off for you for the rest of your life. Every manager knows this, that there is a lot to be gained from absolutely crushing the capital raise. But the stakes are also high, aren't they? There's an awful lot to lose. How many managers go to market feeling fearful that they'll fail to even get the fund raised? That this idea they have, their business plan, will completely fail? How many spend years of their life running around doing meetings, but ultimately failing to get the capital that they want? Or no matter how they do, how much time do they spend being fearful, worried about the capital raise, uncertain of not really knowing what to do to win, worried about where it's headed, fearful of wasting all that time and still failing to get it done? But no manager wants to leave a top job to raise your own fund and fall flat on your face. In setting out to start your own firm, you're putting more than your time and capital on the line. You're also staking your reputation. You're betting big on yourself, and you're looking for a big payoff as well, aren't you? And that's what we came here for. This masterclass isn't just about how you get it to pay off. It's how do you absolutely annihilate the capital raise for raising your fund bigger, faster, easier. And I will say, fair warning up front, this approach is not for amateurs. It's for professional investors who set themselves the highest standards in the way they invest capital. And they want the same professional, rigorous approach to the way that you raise your fund. Because to win in the investment game, that's what you need to do, isn't it? Sure, there are plenty of amateurs out there, plenty of hacks, even those with strong reputations in the market, who only lose money for investors. But every professional investor goes to the extreme to develop highly rigorous process, systematic methods, constantly conditioning their mind for driving the best returns for their investors. And those who want to annihilate the capital raise want to come at this the same way. Plenty of managers talk about capital raising like it's this pesky little thing that they must get out of the way so they can get back to their real job of investing. But those who build top asset management businesses, see, that was their old job of investing. And while they'll still be putting capital to work, their new job as a founder, a business builder, an entrepreneur is building a business that accumulates and maintains capital. See, capital isn't some small part of your business. It's your entire business. It is your business. No capital, no business. And see, even many first-time managers miss this point. They talk about raising the fund, just got to get the fund raised. They think their job is a fund. Their business is a fund. No, their business is an asset management business that sells a product called a fund. So whereas the craft is investing, and their old job was being an investor, now they're a founder of a business that accumulates and maintains capital, and their job is to manage everything that's required to provide a healthy return on that capital. It's just like Ford. There are plenty of engineers who love to be tinkering away, talking about fuel injectors and whatnot. But the CEO of Ford, and certainly shareholders, are focused on, well, what does it take to manufacture cars and sell them to provide a healthy return on capital for all that investing that is being done? And many managers seem to miss this point. They still think that they're an investor, just going out to do this pesky little thing called the capital raise. Whereas top managers embrace this. They see they are an investor. But first and foremost, they're the leader of a business that exists purely to raise, maintain, and invest capital. And while these are similar concepts, of course we all know that the processes and skills to be successful as an investor are very different to the processes and skills required to be a top capital raiser. And for many managers, this can be a very hard problem to solve. We all recognize that the personality attributes of being a top investor can be very different to what it takes to be a top promoter. And also, they've never done it before. They've never founded a startup, never done everything that it takes to build a business, let alone what it takes to promote, position your company to absolutely crush the capital raise. So it can take developing real processes and skills to be highly effective at the capital raise, and also a shift in mindset as well. And see, one of the challenges here is that, well, many managers somehow have convinced themselves that they're already good at this. They've read plenty of decks in the past. They've sat in plenty of fundraising meetings on their old platform. They can speak eloquently enough. So, what's there to learn? Who needs any of those soft skills? Just run around and have some meetings. And what they fail to see is that over decades, they've built the skills, discipline, mindset to be a top investor. And now they're starting an entirely new job for which they've never trained. Sure, they may have done plenty of fundraising meetings on an existing platform, but now they have an entirely different challenge of raising capital from scratch. No prominent brand to support the sale, no fundraising team, no founder whose job it is to get the capital raised. That's now their job. It's all on them. And many lack the processes and skills they need to succeed. Just to become a top investor, over many years, if not decades, they've developed rigorous process, deep skills, the muscle memory and pattern recognition to be excellent at their craft. Yet stepping into the arena of capital raising, dare I say selling, they have none of that. And many of them, well, to succeed, they must learn it super fast. See, a common theme that we've seen with every manager we've worked with on the capital raise is that by the time they come to see us, the clock is already ticking. They've left their job, they're in the process of starting their firm, and it's typically when they start talking to investors, well, perhaps just cap intro partners, they're struck with the enormity of the task. Even good friends told a hedge fund manager we're working with, what are you doing? In this market, why would you put your capital and reputation on the line to raise your own fund? And especially when they start talking to investors, it dawns on them, you're not special anymore. In their old job, they were king. It worked for a big shop, big name. It opened doors. People gave them all that respect. But now, as one manager said, people won't even respond to my emails. And so this puts a whole new challenge on managers who are going to market. And unfortunately, when many wake up to the enormity of the task, it may already be getting too late. See, one of the first pieces of advice that we give to them is stop! Stop! Stop taking meetings. Stop talking to people. Until you have lined up your sale, you do not have a lead to waste. Think about the way that Apple goes to market. You know, it's said that Apple developed the iPad before the iPhone. Yet they only released it years later, once they had figured out what the market was for it, how to position it. Phones had gotten bigger screens, and now the world was ready for the iPad. So even though they had this tremendous product, they weren't able to market it and position it until the time was right. And the problem is even more specific for managers going to market. Every single lead is gold. It's precious. You do not have a lead to waste. You know, it's said that in the history of the world, only enough gold has been refined to fill two Olympic-sized swimming pools. Think about all that digging that's gone on to produce that small amount of gold. And when it comes to capital raising, your lead generating is exactly the same. You never know how many at-bats you're going to get. If you're using a big fundraising shop like UBS, you might get hundreds of meetings. But how many of those are real legit warm leads? Maybe 10%? What about if you're a startup hedge fund manager and you're using your relationships or prime brokerage desks? Maybe you got a list of 25 names. Maybe there's a handful of real big SMAs out there. So every lead is gold. Every at-bat is like an Olympic heat. You've worked at this game your entire life. And when you show up, you want to optimize your performance for every meet. How many chances do you get to make a first impression? I know it's a cheesy line, but it's also true, isn't it? If you show up and blow that lead, well, that's one less opportunity that you have. And how many shots might you get? Right, it's like a VC or PE or a hedge fund. One investment can make or break the fund. And the same is true with every lead. You want to ensure that when you show up, you are game ready to hit it out of the park. So time is working against you, and it's often working against us, which is why the methods that you're going to be learning in this masterclass aren't designed to get you game ready over the next 8 years, but to get you highly skilled at crushing the capital raise super fast. This masterclass is not called Raise Your Fund Smaller, Slower, Harder. Who wants that? Too many managers are already excellent at that. How many do you know who go out to raise their fund and end up with it smaller? Taking forever to do it. Whining about how hard it is every step of the way. It's painful just to talk to them, isn't it? Let alone to be them. They fear it, they rue it, they complain about it. They look back on it like PTSD, talking about how awful the experience was. And the cost of failure is massive too, isn't it? Not just in leaving that top job and falling flat on your face, but who wants to spend years of your life running around to raise a smaller amount of capital than you need? That's a huge problem for many managers too, isn't it? They go out to market, raise less than they want, takes a long time, it feels hard, So they put in all this time and effort, all this tireless energy to get a crappy result. So now you're stuck investing a tiny fraction of what you want. You lack the capital you need to build out your team. You got to prove it out for years without making real money, just hoping to get enough capital to make it worth your while. If you're a closed-end fund, you're stuck with it for the life of the fund. If you're a hedge fund, well, now you got to keep raising capital just to be able to build a book. So what's the solution? Nobody wants smaller, slower, harder. The solution is, how do you get highly skilled at raising your fund? Bigger, faster, easier. Well, let's talk about what this means. How do you? How do you raise it bigger? Right, it doesn't come back to just how you go to market, but who are you in doing it? This means a lot of things, like developing that bulletproof mindset that you need to be a top investor, getting clear on your goals and becoming the person who can crush them. It's like a marathon isn't about running 26 miles, is it? But becoming the person who can do it. So like you've learned to do as an investor, instead of being fearful or lowering your expectations of what's possible for you in the capital raise, how do you develop the deep conviction that you can drive the results you want? So don't just settle for whatever capital you can get, but you really go for what you want. Like two first-time private equity funds that we worked with, where one got $600 million and the other close to $1 billion, because they set their stretch goals. They truly believed what was possible for them, and they built the rigorous processes and skills that they needed to drive it. Right, and see, bigger as well, right? This is only one thing. But faster. Faster, this really matters to managers as well, doesn't it? Being on the road talking about investing versus actually investing. Time away from the family, a business to build. Managers are incented to get it done quickly, aren't you? And so it's not just a matter of can you get it done big, but how do you go to market aggressively? How do you get clear on who your right investors are and line up those right investors so you can circle your capital quickly? Like the fund we worked with that raised $600 million did it in less than 6 months, which is unheard of in the market. But you can do it quickly when you build your expertise at the way you go to market and crush the capital raise. This isn't like learning golf over years or spending years of your life reading books on selling. What you're learning in this masterclass is a highly systematic, simple, repeatable method that anyone can put to work right away for raising your fund bigger, faster, easier. The hedge fund we're working with now, in just one week, took his game up a massive notch. And by the way, over the same time, his golf game went up a massive notch as well, because very quickly his confidence was transformed. Just in going to market, receiving all that tough feedback, including from his friends, his confidence had taken a whack, but just honing in on having process that he knows works, reminding himself of who he is, building up his confidence and conviction that he could truly crush his goals, quickly transform the way he walks into every meeting and onto the golf course. And that's what this program is designed to do for you. Not to help you raise your fund bigger, faster, easier over the next 95 years, but however soon you're going to market, to give you the processes and skills you need for quickly putting this to work. With a number of funds we've worked with, We front-end loaded this work into a type of boot camp over 4 to 6 weeks. And we know that just putting these ideas to work, you can radically transform your game quickly. And isn't this what makes us all much easier too? Sure, of course you want to raise your fund bigger and faster. What about it feeling easier? Right, especially investors who've spent a lot of time on the road before. They know how much of a pain that is. The angst, that feeling of all those meetings that go nowhere, rejection, having to convince people of what you already know is a great product. See, what makes this so hard for many investors is they lack the certainty about what they're doing and exactly how to hone in on the right investors who are right for you, which we'll talk about in the topic of lead generation and qualifying leads. So it's not just how effective are you at driving the sale once you get that gold lead, but it's identifying, well, what are your best at-bats? Where are you most likely to hit it out of the park? So you have more confidence. You have a powerful, repeatable, consistent method. You're putting the work over and over and over again. So how much easier can this be? Well, this is why, with the PE shops and the hedge fund, we're able to work with them over only a number of weeks to quickly prepare them to crush the capital raise. And this is what we're doing together in this masterclass too. Not just some random ideas on how you go to market or how you better sell. Oh yeah, you just gotta sell benefits. But like a VC told a CEO we know, oh, you just got to become a good storyteller. No. Like the way you crush it as an investor. To annihilate the capital raise, you want disciplined, rigorous, methodical, systematic process for developing the skills you need for raising your fund bigger, faster, easier. And this, my friends, is what here in this masterclass we're going to do.